Hey there, Ariana here.
And Jamal is in the building.
And you are listening to Classes in Session.
Okay, and for the last class of 2020, we feel that it is only right to give the listener something very valuable they can take into 2021.
All right, let's do it. What would that be, sir?
Expectations.
Okay, expectations. I get in trouble about that a lot.
No comment. I'm like, what you talking about? But no, just expectation. Expecting too much out of someone, basically setting yourself up for failure. A lot of time that we're upset or things like that, we're negatively affected, is because we expect the more out of someone. We put in our head that they will be better than they turned out to be.
Okay.
So it starts with you. If you made the correction on not expecting anything from anyone, then I feel like we'll be better off as a whole.
Easily said.
Easily said, but that's the first thing. You got to admit it. I need to stop expecting so much from these beings. Yes, ma'am.
So the one thing you tell me all the time is you can't expect you out of somebody else.
Oh, say it again.
What do you mean by that? Tell the people.
I think she just want me to brag on her. Okay, so you're great and you go hard as hard can go.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
There's not many, if any, out there that will go as hard as you. So quit expecting everybody to be Kobe Bryant. When some people out there, they just, I'm not even going to say Lamar Odom. He's too good to be him. Some people out there, Kwame Brown. They're the first overall pick and they're a bust. They're just a big flop. And you can't expect them to be Kobe. And Kobe wasn't even the number one pick.
Okay. So where do you want to take this?
Let's take it on the road. Let's take it to 2021.
So one thing I want to say about expectations is, I don't know, expectations will put you in a pickle. Just one thing I want to touch on is like hood mentality. So it's like
diving right in. I see.
You said it's like people tend to glorify the individuals that just got released from prison and, you know, portray them as real stand-up people. But they don't give as much praise to the people that just graduated college or high school, for that matter, or just started people. Their own business that's actually doing something positive. So what can you say about that hood mentality?
Don't get me started on the hood mentality, because basically I think back over the hood and everything I was taught was wrong. And specifically speaking on what you're talking about, I really don't know where that came from or who told people that was fine, or I don't even know to even speak on that, but I don't know. Maybe people like the people they can identify with more so than someone that's trying to do right, because really the real stand-up person is doing the right thing. The real stand-up person is trying to find a way out, not settling for three hots in a cot. So I really don't know where to start to go on that one.
Okay, so I feel like those individuals are glorified only because people don't expect them to do any better.
But you glorify when you think somebody did something good.
You made it out. You made it out. Like, that's why they put so much pressure on it. That's why they put so much behind it. Like, oh, he did 10 years. You better respect him. For what? What did he do? So it's like they don't expect that person to be nothing more than, you know, a released inmate.
And then look, for the listeners out there, since you brought that up, I'm just going to go ahead and hit it face first. I'm sorry, guys. These people that have been to prison, I'm sorry. They're not as bad as you think. I never mess about who went to prison and got out. It was just bad. I'm sorry. Like I'm just talking about like just hand to hand combat. No. I never seen anyone that was close to even what they were before they left. So at this point, you kind of making a reputation, making it more so about the rep than the actual person. But that's just one part.
But
so
what's that reputation though? What have they done that's worth?
They were dumb enough to do what got them in there. So maybe people thinking they dumb enough to do it again. They ain't got nothing to lose. Be scared of a person with nothing to lose. I'm saying. So that's another story. So you're saying that tie into expectations?
Yes.
Okay. So I can give you a story. I remember one day I was on the ball field. I'm not going to say the names. I'm not going to embarrass you, even though you know I don't care. Because my motto is you can't whoop me. So I was walking from the ball field up to the Highland, which is the projects for the people not familiar with the Goldwater area. And I remember this guy. I'm in 10th grade, maybe. And this guy, he say, "Man, Jamal a real street ninja for real. Y'all got it messed up. Like, he, you know, this schoolboy and all that." When I heard him say that, in my mind, I was like, he got to be the dumbest guy in the world, for one. And then when I look back at it now, I just think, if I was weak-minded and didn't know where I wanted to be in life, I would have failed into that image. Because this person is exactly how you're describing. Had been to prison, I'm talking about. Had clout back then. We didn't even know him, but we just knew he had been to prison all the time. I mean, you know, it wasn't no clout, no, you know, never for me, because I just see a man as a man. Like, I just see you how you are. Like, you put on your pants same way as me. So I don't see nothing special, nothing terrible about you till you show me otherwise. But that just expectation. He kind of threw out that expectation for me to me, but I didn't pick up, you know, I didn't pick up on it. But I could have easily been a little wimp and tried to live up to his expectation of me. But my expectation most definitely see me going down that path.
So basically, you're saying that this person that I was saying before, the person that get glorified for going to prison,
that's right,
was trying to, I don't know, paint this picture of you being a real ninja.
Street ninja.
And a schoolboy.
Real street ninja, but people think he's a schoolboy. Yeah. It happened. Sometime in 2006. And, what?
What? Okay, so let me put it in layman's terms. When I talk about expectations, it's more of,
are you trying to say like what the, I said was about, was it expectation?
No, I'm rolling into my next example.
I'm sorry.
So, it's like you have this idea of how things are going to go because that's the way you see things. That's the way you look at it. That's the way you expect it to go. So, you have this idea, and when things fail to meet your expectations, you tend to feel a certain way about it. So, for example, the whole Boosie situation. I categorize the people in two different buckets.
Uh-oh.
So, when Boosie got shot.
Can we start when Boosie came home from prison?
No, I mean, I'm going down. Okay, what you want? Go ahead.
You got
it. I thought this was my example, but go ahead.
Nah, I'm gonna go ahead. I'll go back and sweep it up. You got to go.
No, I was being up to date, but you go ahead. Start.
Boosie
bring us here.
Boosie got shot at. What happened?
So Boosie got shot. So, like I said, I categorize the people in two buckets. There's fans of the music that he makes, and then there's fans of Boosie. So those people that are fans of the music, they expected him to come back and basically retaliate. They wanted him to release a hit about setting it off, you know, 5150s and all that.
And all the way 100 with it.
But on the other hand, I feel like the true fans of Boosie, they already knew, yeah, you know, Yeah, he shot back, but because he knew he wasn't gonna do no more wrong, he basically, I don't know, grew from that.
Grew from, when you say grew from that, are you talking about grew from making songs about it?
Everything.
Or grew from doing
his
it?
His experiences.
I'm talking about when you say grew from, are you talking about handling this business or making songs about it and handling his business?
So, in a way, both, but it's a certain way to handle your business. So, you can't do what you're going to do and you know, tell everything you did in a song. Like, that's not learning from it if he turned around and go back and do the same thing again. Okay. So, like, he already know how it works. He already know people, you know, see him in his videos strapped up in all black and, you know, automatically think, oh, this fella here is going to rob the bank. You know what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, what I'm saying is there's people that had certain expectations for him to, you know, come out blasting, you know, probably catch 6 bodies within the first 2 days and then write a song about it. So because he failed to meet their expectations, you know, people didn't really feel the same way about him. They thought he got soft.
Right. Because, you know, if it didn't happen on social media, or it didn't happen. So.
Correct.
That goes back to that. So I guess you are right in the sense of there's fans of his music and there's fans of him as a person. I would consider myself fans of him as a person because I remember I've been listening to Boosie since 03, but I do remember about 06, 07, people asked me, who your favorite rapper? And I gave him two different categories. I say Jay-Z is my favorite rapper. Boosie is my favorite person as a rapper. Mm-hmm. And then people used to be like, oh, really? I said, yeah, he's the one I feel like I can hang out with. He's the one that, you know, we can talk about, you know, what's really going on. He's the one. And with you saying that, the only reason why I wanted to bring up when he first got out of prison, because I just feel like so many of his supposed to be fans, they like, oh, Boots the garbage now, Boots the this. And I'm like, he's literally talking about the same thing, but because he's not talking about it as ignorant as you would like, so you saying it's garbage because you don't understand how to evolve. So, yeah. So, no, I totally get what you're saying, but that's the only reason why I brought up with him just getting out, because it was like, that's when the fork was in the road. Like, that's where we kind of parted ways with the people who were fans of his music more so. And I still listen to all of it. I still get all of it a chance. And it's a lot of stuff that I would listen to 06, 07 that I don't listen to now. So it's nothing against him. It's just, that's not what time I'm on. Like, I done evolved just like he have. But just a lot of his fans didn't evolve with him. So, how about the expectations? So they feel like Boosie letting them down music. Why, man, he need to drop a... And you quit trying to capture moments. That's why, to me, that's why the shorter moments or glamorize the most or means the most to people, because it was a short moment. The longer something is, and I think that's kind of one of 48 Lives of Power, as long as something, the longer it goes, the more you don't appreciate it. And when I say that about the 48 Laws of Power, it's because one of them is, if you come around a lot, you lose power. You come around a little, you gain power, because they talk about you when you're gone, like, bigging you up even bigger than you are. But if you're around too much, they see you and, oh, he ain't really that what y'all say. You know what I'm saying?
They have expectations of you.
Yes. But I'm just saying, Boosie been in the game for a long time. Boosie would have got killed at 25. Boosie be the most famous hood rapper ever. You know what I'm saying? But instead, he go do 5 years. He get out. He still rapping, provide for a family. Mind you, making more money now than he did when he was making the music that those type fans just love. You know what I'm saying? It's all twisted. It's the go back to your hood mentality. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's all about those expectations, man.
Okay, so one other thing. What's you up? Said a split in the road, and then you said evolving. Mm-hmm. I want to bring up another little expectations example.
Okay.
So this is more of, you know, not celebrity talk, but this is more of actual friends or family. And just to narrow that, like, they could be either one, either way.
It can be both.
Right. But just to narrow it down, I'm gonna talk about a friend just because that's what's close to me.
We need a real friend. All right, go ahead.
So picture this. I'm drawing on a chalkboard right now. So you've been friends with someone for 12 plus years. Like, you've been there through all the ups and downs. You feel like there's mutual trust between the two of you. When your friend needs you, like, no questions, you're there for him. And you mentioned evolving. So, like, yeah, you've been friends for this long, but then you start to grow apart. And, like, because you've been friends for this long, you know this person's past. You know the type of things this person has done. I mean, let's just say they didn't do this crazy stuff to you, but you know they've done it to other people, so you know what they're capable of doing. You and this friend of 12 years have a true bond, and then all of a sudden, stuff hit the fan. It could be small things. Y'all just don't have the same interest or whatever. Like, you grew apart. That's a part of it. I feel like this episode is really a lesson for me. Like, how can I better myself when it comes to setting expectations?
Setting them.
So with me and this friend of 12 years, 12 plus years, we grew apart, butted heads, and then it turned into just nothing. Like, you know, you may text your friend every day. All of a sudden it's once a week, then once a month, and then it's, oh, you got a new number? Like, it happens. It doesn't happen fast, but over time, you just, like I said, grow apart. So when it comes down to it, and this friend comes back around and they're in a situation where they need you, because y'all had that bond, you there for your friend. They telling you their story of why they need you, and you believe in them because, you know, that's the relationship y'all always had. But deep down, you know what that friend is capable of. And then all of a sudden, well, not all of a sudden, because, again, it takes time. But over time, you realize that person was just using you because the one thing that they needed you for turned out to be all based on a lie. And I ain't going to get into too much detail because it ain't about telling my friend's business. But this part is my business because I had expectations. I had expectations for my friend. And basically, my friend failed me. So that's why I'm not friendly anymore. That's why I have this friendship wall up. And people joke about it. Oh, Ariana, not friendly. I don't know why you talking to her.
Like, oh, you know what they say?
Oh, yeah. People done told me what they said. Like, she ain't friendly. Like, she ain't nice.
That's retarded. So someone says, she ain't friendly. I don't know why you talking to her.
Like, you ain't going to get nowhere.
What do you get? Experience.
Like a friendship. Like, you're not going to get a friendship. She's just being nice to you for the moment.
What's wrong with that? I'm still trying to get it. I was just thinking more so of, she ain't friendly. I don't know why you talking to her. It sounds like they jealous that they ain't talking to you for that moment. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I done went through a lot of this in my life, but that's just weird.
But yeah, I mean, back to it. It's like expectations. I basically lost a friend over the expectations that I had for them. Now, I think about it, like, based on all this stuff we done said about, you know, you can't expect yourself out of someone. Sure, like, it was my friend. I knew we were different. But at the same time, I feel like there should still be, or, like, I take it back. I said mutual trust. Like, it just wasn't there. It just really wasn't there. I thought it was something, but it wasn't. So at the end of the day, it's like, wow, like, I expected this out of my friend, and they can't even, you know, come up with half of it. So, like, what, I mean, as far as that goes, what can you say about having expectations for your supposed friends? Because it's easy to say don't have expectations for.
That's a tough one, only because I have dealt with this as well. Because basically, your friend was showing you what they think you wanted to see in order for them to use you, basically, or to have you there when they need you. You know what I'm saying? And I go through this a lot on the daily. So it's kind of probably a bad time for you to be asking me.
I'm working on a new me for 2021.
One more time, please. What you say? What?
How do I set that boundary for friends?
Oh, I don't do no new friends at all.
Okay, this friend wasn't new. I just said 12 plus years.
Oh, you said how you set boundaries for old friends?
Yeah, sure.
I think the test to tell them no and just see how they act going forward. That's one of the tests for me. But then, man, that trust had to be earned, man. It had to be on their end. They have to do stuff. Like, you can't just be my friend and be there, but you benefiting off me being there and you're getting something from me. Cause most time in these situations, you're not getting nothing from them besides them just being there. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, a true friendship. They might lend you some money. You might lend them a pair of shoes when they need it. He might run out of gas and you go pick him up. Or vice versa, you might run out of gas and he come pick you. Both of y'all benefiting from the friendship.
My friendships be 1,000, though. It be the kinfolks.
I said friends or family.
I know. It be the family. My friendships be 1,000 because everybody know, you know, how I am.
Okay, well, I see we ain't getting nowhere.
It's harder with girls, man. With guys, there's kind of understanding.
How so?
When you're a guy and I don't know, because I don't get close to no doing body besides my dog. That's it. But that was...
I feel like you have gotten close to people and they fail to meet your expectations.
That's not friends.
It could be family. You done been close to family. And then,
okay,
like I said, hit the fan.
So when it comes to family, they don't. Oh, I guess you are right.
I guess
I had to think a little further.
So it's like, okay, do I just not have expectations for people? How do you not have expectations for somebody?
Because family and stuff, they done showed me that you really don't know who nobody truly are. That's what I have seen. They are exactly what I just told you. They are who they think you want them to be in order to have a relationship with you. Ain't gonna
so you already noticed.
Shoot,
before you go into something.
You don't go into family. You just be that already. But yeah, my mind.
So you allow, okay, so you allow family to continue to benefit off of you. Even
no,
though,
ain't no more benefit. That did.
No. Right. Of course not no more. But when it was there, you ain't have no expectations for them. But since they family, you always there. So you allow them to benefit off of you, even though you already noticed.
No.
How that work?
I said no. I said no. No. Once you find out, when I say you never know who someone truly is, once you really see, then no, there's no more benefiting, period. Because it's like you, I go hard. I might go to Eskimo. I might do stuff just out the kindness of my heart, just on GP. All that dead. That dead. Like, it's great. It's just sometimes, they say if it's not, did I say this already? But I'm going to say it again.
Yep.
They say if it's not beneficial, it's artificial, right?
Mozzie.
Mozzie said that, right?
Tweaking.
So if it's not beneficial to me, it's artificial. It's fake, right? But I just feel like no family or friends really is just beneficial to me. I feel like I'm the beneficial one. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah.
That's tough.
That is tough, but that's real because I'm looking for nothing from no one. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm just a lone warrior out here.
Okay. So at the end of the day, I still don't know what I'm supposed to do as far as these expectations.
Don't have any. Don't go into nothing head first and just don't have any. These people ain't right. You expect something out of me and me only. These folks ain't right. Mm-hmm. I feel like an old man telling you these folks ain't right. So I got a wall up too. And I always have a wall up. Really.
I feel like yours is more of a screen door.
We ain't gonna go off what you feel.
I know what it is.
Not the screen. I wonder if you knew. Whoa.
Okay, what else? What else? Expectations.
Basically, we're just trying to tell you guys through our story on how it is, how you can set yourself up for failure by having expectation in another human being. When I took anger management class, they told us, like, straight up, don't ever expect anything from anyone, because that's how you end up in here. Because I was in there with a lot of people, domestic violence and all this. I was in there. I just had a little scuffle, you know, on the basketball court. But they told us, do not expect anything from anyone, no matter what you did for them. So if you do something for someone, don't expect anything back, because that's not going to do anything but make you mad when they don't come through. So we're just trying to tell our story and help the next person. 2021, don't expect anything from anyone. Don't expect anyone to show you no love. Don't expect anyone to notice how much love you show them. Don't expect anyone to, when they talk about you behind their back, don't expect anyone to talk about the great things you've done for you, your family. Because if you expect those things and you don't get it, you mad. Don't nobody know why but you, because you set yourself up for failure. So that's just where we're at with it. And I just think if everyone had that mindset going through 2021, then hey, that could probably half of the reason, like 50% of all the things you be mad at, that could cancel out that. Or maybe even more than 50%. Because you think about everything come back to expectation. Either someone did something to you that didn't have anything to do with how you were thinking, or if someone close to you did something, you like, I can't believe they did that. That's the mess with that. I can't believe they did that. That's the expectation. See, in my situation, a lot of time, what you fail to realize, it don't even be no, I can't believe they did that. It be on some, I'm glad they did that. Never again. That's all I got for the class. Is there anything that you want to touch? It look like you got a little something up your sleeve. What you got?
I got nothing.
I got
nothing.
Job.
I'm not expecting nothing out of this.
Out of this, you better.
If you don't listen, it is what it is. I don't expect you to.
Oh wow!
I wish y'all could see my face.
Wow.
But at the end of the day, like, this is how we wanted to close out the year.
Don't you think that'll help?
In us hopes be that successful? Everybody could go into the new year with an open mind, allowing nothing to stand in the way, but also remembering that nobody is you, and you can't expect you out of people.
With an open mind and a closed heart. Amen.
Wow.
I'm just playing, man. I'm just playing. But that's how I play it, though. Y'all don't be like me. Be better than me.
Happy New Year, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Class is dismissed.
Peace.
Happy Christmas, New Year break.
Christmas done passed.
You hush. I said it's the break.
Peace again.